middle of graduation season. And Breezy, you were at one over the weekend and witnessed some true savagery.
But genius.
No, this is just savagery.
I think it's sensible and genius.
Oh, God.
So here's the situation. I went to a grad party over the weekend, and I witnessed someone come in. We ate food together. Everything was great. And then after the plate was clear, they went back up for round two. I was like, maybe they'll get a new plate.
Sure. That definitely not savage. That's
no,
sensible.
Not at all.
You're still hungry. Go
yes.
get more. Yeah,
there's so much free food.
Plenty of food. Sure.
But that's not what happened. They whipped out their own personal Tupperware containers and just started getting after it.
Just up, some leftovers. Oh, this will be Monday's dinner, and this will be Tuesday, and then Wednesday,
and
Thursday,
the excuse
Friday.
That they gave was, I knew there was going to be good food here.
Oh, God.
And for a moment, I was taken aback, and I was like,
but you don't see that normally, sure.
That's pretty wild.
Just whipping out some Tupperware.
Pretty genius. If I do say so myself. And I'm kind of annoyed that I didn't think of it myself. And you're going to sit here and call me a savage and say, that's not right. You're stealing from someone's fridge, basically.
I mean, it's... Look, even if there is a ton of extra food, which these situations normally there are, sure. It's still savage because it's just rude. It's not yours to take.
No.
Like, this is not Wegmans, all right? You're not going up there and, oh, I'll have some mac and cheese and a couple of the chicken fingers. Like, you're not paying for any of this stuff.
No, you're not. But you know what? It is what it is. You see an opportunity and you bounce on it. And here's the thing.
Was this person supposed to be there? It's my next question.
Wait, grad crasher. I just feel as if they're doing them a favor.
Corey, wait, was you doing them a favor?
Follow me on this.
I'll try.
They paid for a lot of food. They spent a lot of money to throw little Betsy the best grad party she could have ever asked for.
Sure.
They didn't want to run out of food, so that's what always happens. When you throw a party, you overcompensate because you... What if you run out of food?
Well, you'll look like... Yeah, sure. You don't want to be that party. Yeah. No, I agree.
So they go overboard.
Uh-huh.
And then they bring out all their Ziploc bags and Tupperware of their own. And they're like, oh, my God, there's me and my daughter and my husband. There's three of us in the household. We're not going to eat all this food.
Yeah, okay.
Take it.
Sure. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that's honestly what normally happens. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem. Here's what makes this savagery. There was no asking. It was just assuming. And when you know what happens when you assume? You make an ass of you and me.
Sure.
But all right? It's dead truth.
9 out of 10 times, they're twisting your arm to take it. Let's be honest.
Okay, then wait. You need to wait. Like, we live in a society with etiquette and rules, and that is completely going against it. That essentially is, at that point, stealing. Even if she went up and it was like, hey, there's probably gonna be extra food, right? Do you care if I take some? And of course the host says, yeah, go ahead. And you whip out your own personal Tupperware container? That still seems super weird. You're always at the ready. Like, you never know when leftovers are going to fall from the sky. You just got to grab them with your Tupperware container.
In their defense, my bag that I carry around, you know, I don't know what's in it. There could be a Tupperware container. You never know. You could just have these things on hand.
Unbelievable.
And for this person specifically,
yeah,
they knew graduation season was coming. So what they did was they went to the dollar store and they got a plethora of Tupperware containers.
Oh,
and
they
just keep it in their car.
They're not even going high class with Pyrex. Come on.
No, we're not all bougie like you, Corey.
Also savagery right there. Come on. Let's step up your Tupperware game.
It's just...
It's the plastic lid. Cancer's literally seeping into all your food.
Okay, Corey, we can't all afford Pyrex or Proxy or whatever it's called. So expensive.
Jump in on this. 222-9800, the Club PXY Safe text line as well. It's 610-822. Savage or sensible, bring your own Tupperware to a graduation party to bring home food. Such a slippery slope. All right, so fine. You think that's okay? You think that's sensible?
Yeah.
All right, let's go on this rabbit hole. Can you bring one of those gigantic coolers? Is that cool? What about, you know what? Forget bringing Tupperware. No. Tupperware, it's not enough. Just bring some aluminum foil that you can put on top of the trays and just pull the trays out. It's fine. There's going to be extra food for everyone. I'm sure there's plenty of extra trays. Just grab one of the other ones.
You're being so dramatic. You can only limit yourself with the Tupperware. That's why it's there.
But what's your line? Like, one? Is it two? What is it?
She brought three. So like,
oh my God, it was three.
Yes, it's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Unbelievable. Some text coming through. Clip EXY safe text line at 69822. Oh my God.
Okay, so here's one.
Yeah.
I love this one. Uh-huh. Sensible. You know, grad party families have a ton of food left over, and having your own Tupperware prepared is a little extra.
A little more than extra.
But there's no harm in taking food off people's hands. Nicolette checking in all the way from Atlanta.
I'm guessing
on
listening.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, I'm assuming listening on the radio.com app, unless our signal's really traveling today. yeah, a little extra, I would say. And look, she's not wrong. There's nothing wrong with taking food off of people's hands if they grant you permission to do so. Mm-hmm. That is where the savagery lies. Like Layla checking in on Facebook saying, rude, unless they tell you to. They paid for that food. They should be able to do what they want with it. Like, seriously, if they want to just throw it into a lake, I mean, uh-huh. I think that's probably littering, so you can't do that. But like, it's theirs to do with, and to bring your own and assume and just go up there and just dig in like it's the freaking food court at Wegmans is just unbelievable.
You know what? You're gonna sit here and say savage all day, but you're looking out for number one, baby.
Wait, I am?
I am. I'm looking out for number one. It's sensible. What are you gonna do? Starve? Rest of your life? I have no money, Corey. I have no money.
We now know why Breezy's going to so many graduation parties. That has nothing to do with wanting to wish that person well.
Someone says sensible because the food will go to waste, but they did say you should ask for it. But like, whatever. It's fine.
It's just common courtesy when it comes down to it. Oh my God. I still can't believe anyone's voting sensible. But let's go to the poll on this one.
Our way too close
poll for the day. Savage or sensible, bring your own Tupperware to a graduation party to bring food home. 65% of the people voting say savagery. I know it's a savage vote. I don't feel good about it though, because that's way too high. Really? 65%? That's it.
People are siding with me.
I can't wait till someone breaks into your house and just opens up your fridge and just takes things out of it.
Genius move.